I don't see why that would be so bad. It would give you an extra hour to sleep. Well, having said that, if I ever stop preaching, I can always get a job being an anesthesiologist. But in Acts 16, Paul is on his second missionary journey. And he begins his missionary journey by heading first north back through the churches in Galatia where he's already been. And it's the desire and the burden of his heart to head east towards Asia. But somehow and for some reason or another, God forbids it. And so Paul, always being on a move, begins to head west. And as he's heading west, really toward over Asia Minor, and he's praying and wondering where God would have him to go, all of a sudden he gets a dream. And a man from Macedonia is standing there. And he says, "Come over and help us." And so Paul takes this as a sign. And so he heads to the city of Troas. And on Troas he gets on a boat. And he takes a one-day trip to the island of Samothrace. And now the island of Samothrace is the tallest mountain in the Aegean Sea. It's a very, very misty covered, mysterious place. In the ancient world, it was known for its temples and its worship of false gods. And so Paul spends the night there, and then he moves on and berths in the port of Neapolis. And from Neapolis, it's just a short 10 mile hike down to the road of Ignatia to the city of Philippi. So it's probably a half a day's walk. Probably around noon by this time. And Paul, typical of his pattern, goes to find the Jewish people in the city. But he couldn't find a synagogue. There wasn't one there. But then he heard some people talking. That down next to a stream named Gangites, next to the city, there was a group of people meeting. And it was the place that the Jewish people went to pray. Now, as a city, Philippi enjoyed very special privileges. They were considered a colony of Rome. That is to say, that even though Philippi was a few thousand miles away from the city of Rome, they were still considered a part of the city of Rome itself. The people living there had all the rights, privileges, and duties of all Roman citizens. It would be like if I was living in, let's say, Mexico, and I was acting as if I was a citizen of the state of Arizona. I would have all of the rights and privileges of a citizen of the state of Arizona. I would have the responsibility to pay the taxes, to serve in the military, to even vote.
甚至于投票。
And this is what the rites of the city of Philippi.
这也就是腓立比这边人城里面人他们的权利。
Now most of the people who lived there were either military veterans or children of veterans.
一般的住在那边人通常是军队里面退伍的军人或者是他们的亲属。
Now, normally in the Roman Empire, you would have a governor over a large region.
在罗马的制度里有，在大区里面有一个所谓的州长。
And this was the case here.
在这里也是同样的。
However,
可是呢,
the city itself was ruled by military officials.
在这个城里面控主要管理的人是军人。
It was more like a military fort.
看起来好像是一个军人住在的营寨。
Than standard civic law.
就不像一个真正的市区。
Their magistrates were called praetors.
这在那里管理他们的是一个市长。
And they exercised a military authority over the city.
他们在这个城里面有军事的权利。
And in the city of Philippi,
在腓立比城,
Paul is going to plant a church.
保罗要在那边设立一个教会。
And Luke, who is located with him on this trip,
路加是跟他一起去的。
Is going to record the salvation of three different individuals.
在这里面会记载三个得救的人。
And it's those three people that we're going to look at this morning.
今天我们就是看这三个得救的人。
The first woman,
是第一个妇人,
is found in verses 13 through 15.
是在十三节到第十五节。
I've described her as a single businesswoman.
这里我们可以她是一个有这个商业的妇人。
Her name is Lydia.
她名字叫吕底亚。
And the scripture says that she's from the city of Thyatira.
我们知道这里说她是从泰亚特拉来的。
Now the city of Thyatira is located in modern day Turkey.
这个城叫做萨摩萨拉是在现在的土耳其。
And back then it was known as Asia Minor.
在那个时候是称为小亚细亚。
The scriptures describe her occupation as a seller of purple.
在这个推亚推拉城里面她的是出名卖紫色布匹。
Now the dyeing of cloth was a very important part of the industrial activity of Thyatira.
在推亚推拉这个地方最重要的一个商业就是染色布。
It says that the waters here are so pure and so perfect for the dyeing of cloth that the hats made here are made better than anywhere else in the world.
就是在这个地方因为它的水特别的清可以用来染色。他们的染色出来的布匹比任何地方都好。
The dyes were made from the juice of certain species of shellfish.
他们这个染色的料是从一些所谓的有壳的海里面的动物里面的这个取出来的。
And the shellfish are the ancient Greek word for shellfish is our modern day word for purple.
所以在古时候希腊文讲说是用来讲有贝壳的动物。就现在的我们用来叫做紫色。
And they would take the shellfish and they would just take out one tiny vein.
他们从那个动物里面才很小的一个血管里面。
And so they'd smash it up into a pulp and mix it with some water.
他们把它研磨碎然后跟水混在一起。
And then they'd dip the cloth in it.
然后他把布就浸在里面。
And they would lay it out in the sun.
然后放在太阳底下。
And the longer they laid it out in the sun,
在太阳里面晒得越久。
The darker red and the more purple it would become.
那么这个颜色就变成越深越红的颜色。
Now it was kind of a difficult process to do this.
在那个时候是很困难的一个过程。
It would take a long time to find the shellfish.
要花很多时间找到这些有贝壳的鱼类。
And so the cloth was very expensive.
所以这种布匹特别的贵。
It was the cloth and the garments of kings.
就是这个时候的皇帝。
The people that owned these were very wealthy.
能够有这种布匹的人都很有钱。
And so we could say that Lydia herself, as one who sold this cloth, was very wealthy.
就我们说莉迪亚这个人，她是卖这种布的，一定也是很有钱。
She was an entrepreneur of sorts.
她可以说是一个企业家。
We could say that she was the area sales manager of Philippi for the Thyatira Purple Cloth Company.
我们可以说她在腓立比是推亚特罗染布公司的经理人。
She was wealthy.
她很有钱。
Affluent.
她很富有。
Productive.
她买卖很好。
Rich.
有很多钱。
Influential.
有权有影响力量。
And powerful.
有权力。
However.
可是呢
，because she was the person doing the business.
因为她要在商业上有,
we can assume that she was alone.
我们想她单身的,
that she was single.
她是没有结婚的,
in the ancient business world, women didn't work.
在古时候, 在商业里面, 妇人们是不工作的,
their responsibility was to stay at home and to take care of the children.
他们的责任是在家里面带领孩子,
they didn't hold jobs.
他们没有工作,
and their goal was to be a support for their husband.
他们的目的是要帮助他们的丈夫,
because Lydia was engaged in business,
因为李蒂亚, 她是有商业,
she was either single,
她可能是独身的,
divorced,
或者是离婚的,
or she was a widow.
或者是她丈夫死了,
the scriptures don't give any mention of her having children.
这个圣经经节里面没有记得她有没有孩子,
but due to her probable wealth,
我们想到她的财富,
and the mention that she had a household with her,
她说她有一个家庭,
she probably had a large group of slaves,
她很可能有很大的一些这个奴隶,
and servants that she kept.
或者她的仆人,
we also see her spirituality.
我们看看她属灵的程度,
the scriptures say,
圣经这样子说,
in verse 14,
在14节,
it says that she was a worshiper of God.
说她是一个敬拜神的,
she was a God-fearing Gentile.
她是一个敬拜神的外邦人,
this phrase is similar to the one given concerning Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, that he feared God.
所以这个就好像在使徒行传第十章讲哥尼流, 哥尼流他也是敬畏神的。
Now in the ancient world, after the Jewish people were dispersed by the Babylonian Empire,
我们知道在古时候, 当这些犹太人被巴比伦带出去的时候,
they had a system where they would come together every single week and meet.
他们犹太人有一个习惯, 每一天聚集在一起,
and in this meeting they would have prayers.
在他们聚集的时候有祷告,
some of them would sacrifice chickens.
有的时候他们定期来献祭,
they would have scripture reading.
他们有读经,
and then they would have a sermon on the scriptures.
然后他们有讲道,
this was called the synagogue system.
这种就是所谓犹太人的会堂,
it is apparent that the city of Philippi did not have a synagogue.
很明显的在腓立比没有会堂,
and in order to have one, you had to have 10 Jewish men in the city.
假如你要有会堂的话, 你一定要有10个,
it is likely that the city of Philippi did not have this many Jewish men. So where did Lydia learn about God? She probably learned about him back in Thyatira. She was also influential in bringing her slaves to understand who God is. And so we learned that her household was with her in verse 15.
所以我们在15节里面知道她的家人,她的家人跟她在一起。
Verse 14 describes her conversion.
第14节谈到她的得救。
So Paul was the one who was speaking.
这个时候保罗在讲道。
And from other parts of Acts, we know that his message was describing the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
从其他的经节呢,我们知道保罗是讲的道, 这谈到主耶稣的死跟复活。
And we find out that it says in verse 14 that the Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message.
在14节里面这里提到, 主就开导他的心。
You know what this tells me?
这个告诉我们什么?
That it is the responsibility of the believer to preach the gospel.
所以是信徒有一个责任, 就是要教导,
but it is not our responsibility to grab someone by the lapels of their collar and say, you need to be saved. You can't force anyone to become a Christian. But it is a responsibility to tell them how. But it's God's responsibility to open their heart to the truth of the gospel.
能够让一个人把心打开来接受,
she responded in faith.
所以她就以信心来回答。
It says, Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message.
主就开导她的,
now the word respond means to grab on to something with both hands.
就是说回应就是好像用两只手紧紧地抓住什么东西一样。
It's the idea of holding on to it firmly.
也就是说很紧紧地抓住。
It's what we would call as faith.
这也就是我们所说的信心。
She completely placed her dependence on the work of Christ for her salvation.
她把她整个的救恩放在全部放在主耶稣里面。
I find the effects of her salvation very interesting.
我觉得她的得救的这个结果很有兴趣。
It says in verse 15,
在第15节,
when she and the members of her household were baptized.
她和她一家既领了洗。
Now, we're going to see this concept again later in this passage.
在这经就我们会看到同样的观念。
But look at the immediate decision that she had after she had believed in Christ.
你看一下,她接受主耶稣以后,她马上做的一个决定。
Baptism is the public declaration.
受洗是当众的一个宣布。
Where you're willing to stand up in front of the world.
你愿意在
and in front of other believers
在其他的信徒面前,
and say that I am a person who has believed in the fact that Christ died for my sins
我是一个人,
and he rose again on the third day and I am willing to follow him with my entire heart and life
我愿意我全心全力地追随他。
If you haven't been baptized
假如你还没有受过洗,
as a believer
变成信徒的话,
then no one can look at you and say
没有人可以看着你说,
you're a Christian.
你是个基督徒。
Now, baptism isn't what makes you a Christian.
受洗并不把你变成一个基督徒。
But baptism is a public declaration that you are a Christian.
可是受洗是让你在当众宣布你是基督徒。
So she was baptized.
是她受了洗。
And she immediately desired to serve.
她马上就要开始侍奉。
Look at what happens in verse 15.
你看第15节,
it says, she invited us to her home, and she said, if you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us.
你们若以为我是真信主的,请到我家里来住,于是强留我们。
Her love for God,
她对神的爱,
and her desire to serve,
她想要侍奉的心,
immediately went out to the people. And Paul was weary.
这个时候保罗已经很困了。
His party had been traveling for a long time.
因为他已经旅行了很久。
And they were probably staying in a dirty old hotel, sleeping on the floor.
他们很可能睡在一个脏的旅馆的地上。
You know, you go into some hotels and there's hair left on the sheets.
你有的时候去一些那个
and the food is absolutely terrible. And she says, Paul,
她说, 保罗,
you are coming home and you're staying at my house. You're staying with me. And I'm not going to take no for an answer.
我不接受你,
she desired to serve. And to be hospitable.
And,
and it's because God had done a work in her heart. So we've looked at the single businesswoman. Her name was Lydia. Let's now look at the slave girl. In verses 16-22. Look at verse 16. It says, once when we were going by the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit which predicted the future. So she was a Roman slave. In the colony of Rome, slavery was perpetual and hereditary. There was absolutely no protection against the anger, the rage, or the lust of the master. The slave was viewed less as a human being. And he was viewed as more, just a little bit more than an animal. And he was dependent wholly on the will of his owner. And he possessed the ultimate and uncontrolled power of life and death over the slave.
他有最终的最高的权利管理统治一切的奴隶。
There were times when the masters would kill, mutilate, or torture his slaves.
有的时候这个主人可以杀害或者是伤害这些奴隶。
For no reason whatsoever.
不没有什么原因的就可以这样做。
There were times when masters would hang their slaves on crosses just to watch them die.
有的时候他们就把这个奴隶们挂在十字架上就是要看他们死。
The Roman slaves could send the Romans could send off their slaves to be gladiators.
So the 罗马人可以把他奴隶叫他们去做这种所谓的叫摔跤式。
Or even to work in the brothels.
或甚至就是在一个妓女院里面工作。
They weren't obliged to be married at all.
他们是不会结婚的。
Or their marriages or the annulment of them were simply based on the will and whim of the masters.
所以他们的假如他们结婚的话，那么随时随地。
It was a terrible situation for her to be.
这是对一个奴隶来讲是很惨的事情。
But it also says that she earned a great, she had a spirit by which she predicted the future.
这里也说这个人被巫鬼附身可以预言将来。
Literally, the scripture says she had the spirit of Python.
所以换句话说，说她这个有一个巫鬼的这个精神，这个巫鬼的名字叫 Python。
Now, Python was an ancient god who was slain by the god Apollo.
So, 我们知道 Python 是以前的一个神，是被亚波罗杀死的。
And then it was a name given to describe Apollo himself.
后来就用这个名字来形容亚波罗。
The Pythons were known as ventriloquists.
这个 Python 又听一个句形容他们是会用肚腹说话的。
Because the god or the spirit was in them and they'd be able to speak from their belly without any motion from their lips.
换句话说，因为这个鬼的势力在他们肚子里面，他们可以在肚子里面讲话，不需要张开嘴巴讲话。
One such python was known as the Oracle of Delphi.
我们知道有一个这个 python 的名字就是 Delphi.
And so she would use a narcotic plant to enter an elevated state.
换句话说，他们用什么就是一种麻醉药。来麻醉自己，过着一种超意识的经验。
And so she would sit on a plant over a crack in a rock from which would billow the smoke from the ground.
所以他们可以坐在一块石头已经裂开的石头到处冒烟的地方。
And so kings and people would come from thousands of miles away in order to inquire of this woman.
所以这个使女有很多这些。所谓的君王从很远的地方来找他。
And so what would happen is she would sit there and she would babble absolute nonsense.
所以他这个坐在那边嘴巴里面就讲一些毫无意义的话。
And a priest would interpret her words.
这些所谓的祭司们就可以解释他所说的话。
And so they'd pay thousands and thousands and thousands of gold pieces.
所以他们就给他成千的金子。
And so this is the type of business that these business owners are in with this woman.
对，这也就是说，这些商人用这个使女来赚钱的方法。
She was known for making her masters very, very wealthy.
她很出名，因为她可以让她主人们发财。
And so as Paul and his men were going along,
就是保罗跟他的人在那边工作。
And they're heading towards the gate to go out by the river.
他们是向着城门走，要到。那个小溪去。
All of a sudden, you hear this voice cry out.
突然间，他听到一个声音喊出来。
These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved.
说这些人是那个至高神的仆人，教导你们怎么样得救。
And so they weren't trying to hide their message.
他们并没有想要把他们的信息躲藏起来。
And ironically, the message that the woman was saying was exactly the truth.
可是实际上这个女使女所讲的是事实。
But you know,
你知道吗?
After a while,
过了一段时间,
hearing, these men are servants of the Most High, telling you the way to be saved,
一直在听他们说这些人是至高神的仆人告诉你们怎么样得救。
And again, these men are servants of the Most High God, telling you the way to be saved,
再听一次。说这些人是至高神的仆人，叫你们得救。
It would get really annoying, really fast.
所以他们觉得很心烦。
It was loud.
就声音很响。
It was distracting.
还是来使人分心。
It was incredibly embarrassing.
而且看起来好像很不适应。
For those of you who have children,
假如你们有小孩。
And you're walking with your children in a store,
你跟着小孩子在店里面走,
or in a library,
或者在图书馆,
and people are generally talking softly.
在这种地方, 人通常是,
and all of a sudden the child says, Mommy, I want that!
他就开始叫, 他说, 妈妈, 我喜欢那个。
Just stay quiet. No, Mommy! No. Just stay quiet. And so either you do one of two things. You immediately take the store, leave the store, take your child to your car. And you apply the hand of correction to the seat of learning.
And then 你就回去以后就用去打他屁股。
Or you capitulate in order to stop the child from embarrassing you, you buy them the toy. You understand what it means to have a child absolutely annoy you and bug you like this. And it says in verse 18 that Paul became so troubled. He was grieved. It's the exact equivalent of Paul saying that he's worked up. He was upset. He was irked. He was very, very bothered. And it says in verse 18 that he turned around and he said to the Spirit. It didn't say he turned to the woman. And he turned to the Spirit and he said, In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. And it says that the Spirit left her. Now, it doesn't say in the Scriptures that she was saved and baptized at this point. But if all he did was to cast the demon out, what would have happened?
会怎么样发生呢?
Hold your finger here and look at Matthew chapter 12.
你就回到马太福音第十二章,
verses 43 through 45.
马太福音十二章四十三节,
this is what Scripture says. Matthew 12, 43 through 45.
马太十二章,
When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When he arrives, he finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go and live there. And the final condition of that man is the worse than the first. Do you see what's happening here?
Is it a kind of solicitation?
If all Paul did to this woman was cast out the evil spirit,
and
then say, have a nice day. And if he didn't share with her the gospel, there would be something seriously wrong. But I think that Paul did share the gospel with her. And she became a part of the church. So the woman believed the message that Paul was preaching. And strangely enough, it was the same message that she was preaching. So the woman's bosses didn't like this, her owners. And it says that they grabbed Paul and Silas and they dragged them to the marketplace to face the authorities. And so they dragged them before the military officials. And they point their fingers at them. And it says in verse 20, These men are Jews. And they've thrown our city into an uproar. Now, We can see here that Jewish people weren't very liked in the city of Philippi. We know that there were probably less than 10 Jewish men there. But was Paul throwing the city into an uproar? Think of it this way for a moment. Who was the one making the uproar? Paul?
是保罗吗?
Or the woman owned by the slave masters?
还是这些拥有这个使女的主人们?
Well, obviously it was the woman owned by the slave masters.
当然是这些主人们跟这个使女。
Paul was just going down by the riverside and sharing the gospel with the Jewish people there.
保罗只不过是到河边去跟那边犹太人讲道。
And he was probably sharing the gospel with other people that he was meeting along the way.
很可能也跟在一路上跟其他人分享。
So these men drag him before the magistrates and they lie about him.
所以他们把他带到这个市长面前，他们还说谎话。
And he says they're advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice.
所以他们叫我们做不可行的规矩。
What were these customs?
这些规矩是什么?
I don't know.
我也不晓得。
It doesn't say.
这是没有说。
Was it unlawful to preach different religions in Rome?
是不是说在罗马不合法去讲其他的道理?
No.
有没有这样讲?
Was Paul preaching a message that was completely contrary to the Roman law?
是不是保罗在这里讲跟罗马法律相反的道理?
No. Paul's message in Romans 13 says that you are to submit to your authorities.
没有,因为保罗在罗马之战中说你要服从你的长官。
And Paul says in 1 Timothy that you're supposed to honor the king.
在保罗在提摩太前书也说过你们要遵守你们的王。
Footnote.
这里有个注解。
The person who was king when Paul wrote 1 Timothy was Nero, who would be the king to kill Paul himself.
就在那个时候保罗所说的你要遵守你的王的那个王是尼罗王。也就是后来把保罗杀掉了。
So these men are preaching false things about Paul.
这些人他们是讲有关保罗不真实的话。
And the owners who are probably brilliant orators.
所以这些可能是很会讲话的人。
Are whipping the crowd into an absolute frenzy.
所以他们把这所有的群众们就带领到一个特别疯狂的状况。
And so the crowds begin shouting against Paul and against his message.
所以这些群众就对了保罗就开始叫。
And so the military leaders order Paul to be stripped and to be beaten.
所以这些军事长官们就要把保罗抓起来，把他衣服扒掉，要打他。
And the flogging back then was probably done with a cat of nine tails, which is a long, it's got a nice wooden handle.
他们打他那个鞭子可能是大概有很长，而且有一个木头的把手。
And with the end of it, there are long leather straps, and to the straps are tied pieces of rock and glass.
所以他们的那个鞭子是用皮带，皮带里面绑上了石头或者绑上了玻璃。
And so they probably stripped most of the skin off of his back.
所以他们打的时候可以把背上的皮都会剥掉。
And then if he would have passed out because of the pain,
他也可能为了痛苦而昏倒。
They would have had a nice big bucket of salt water nearby.
他们也旁边就有一个桶的盐水。
So you can imagine it hurts.
你可以想到那个盐水到了身上。
And back then they didn't really have our sense of sanitation that we do these days.
那个时候并不是很讲卫生的。
So infection would be setting in pretty soon.
很可能会发炎。
So instead of bandaging them up like any good person would do,
这并不像一个好人怎么样来拯救的话。
It says that they drag them to the prison.
他们把他们就拖到监狱里面。
And so they were thrown into the inner dungeon.
所以他们就放在下在监里面。
Which was probably dark.
可能是很黑暗。
Dank.
很潮湿。
There was no sewer system.
那里面也没有好的排水系统。
They're sitting in their own filth.
所以他们可能就坐在他们自己的肮脏的上面。
It says that their hands and feet are in stocks.
就他们的手跟脚放在木狗里面。
Now the stocks back then were essentially two pieces of wood with a couple of marks in it for your hands and your feet.
这个种所谓的木狗就是两片木头，然后画了两个地方，一个是放手，一个是放脚。
And they would very, very, well, not very gently slap those pieces of wood on your wrist and on your feet.
所以他们就把这木头一个放在手腕，一个放在脚腕。
But by the way, your wrists are at the same exact location as your ankles.
就他们把你的手放在你的这个脚腕的同一个地位。
How many of you can sit on the floor with your feet just a little bit apart and grab your toes?
有多少人你们可以坐在地上，能够用手抓到你的脚头
？You might be able to grab your toes and hold it for, you know, a minute.
你可能只能抓到很短一段时间。
Or if you're really, really flexible, maybe 2 or 3 minutes.
也许你最好的话两三秒钟。
Now, imagine having your wrists tied to your toes and holding it there for all night long.
想一想看你坐在那边,把你的手跟脚绑在一起绑了一个晚上。
Can you imagine the pain that your back would be in?
你想不想感受不感受到你背的痛苦?
By the way, your back is still bleeding.
不要忘记这趟背上还在流血。
It's probably highly infected.
可能已经开始发炎。
It's really not the ideal situation.
这不是一个很好的。And
so in the prison,
所以在监狱里面,
what's Paul doing?
保罗怎么做?
I'm in so much pain. I hate my life. Why did I ever start preaching?
保罗是不是说我恨我的这个生命，我为什么要开始传道?
Did he say that?
他有没有讲?
What's Paul and Silas doing in the prison?
保罗跟希拉在监狱里面干什么?
I don't like pain.
我不喜欢痛苦.
I'll be honest.
我跟你诚实地讲.
I'm a wimp.
我是一个很
I work at FedEx Express throwing around boxes all day long.
So 我在那个, FedEx Express做事每天都装很多盒子。
And I come home with a little bit of back pain and I take a couple of ibuprofen.
我拿回家假如我背痛的话我吃两颗药。
I can't imagine the pain that Paul was in.
我没办法想象出保罗跟希拉在那个时候痛苦。
But look at what verse 25 says. So it's midnight now. He's been in there a number of hours. Infection has set in. The pain hasn't stopped. He's still on his docks. And it says that Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. What a response. They are praying and singing hymns to God.
这种祷告, 唱诗赞美神。
And so there is this massive earthquake.
这时候突然一个很大的地震,
and it threw open the prison doors.
就把监门通通打开了。
And all the stocks just kind of popped open.
所有这个木格也都开了。
But they did the right thing.
他们做了一件对的事情。
And they sat there.
他们坐在那里。
And I'm sure at this time they're even singing louder, rejoicing that God has freed them from their bonds. Be a little bit of pain relief just to stretch your back a little bit. And so the jailer wakes up and he sees that the doors are hanging wide open. And he thinks, I'm in trouble. Because if the prisoner escapes, that means that I'm dead. Now, you have to understand who this jailer is.
You have to think of the Yizu.
He's probably a big, burly member of the Praetorian Guard. This was the special forces of the Roman Empire. These guys could fight. He was probably a hardened battle veteran. It was when some of the military National Guard came back from Iraq. During the riots that ensued in Hurricane Katrina, they brought out the National Guard. Now these kids had seen combat. They weren't really afraid of people throwing rocks at them in the streets. This Roman guard had seen combat. And so for fear of the utter torture that would be given to him because he had let these prisoners escape, it says he pulled out his sword. Now, this sword wasn't the typical Roman long combat sword. Known as the gladius. It was a much, much shorter dagger. And so he pulls it out, probably ready to thrust it into his own heart. And Paul, sitting there in the darkness and in the shadows, can kind of see the silhouette of the guard ready to kill himself. And he says in verse 26, stop! Don't hurt yourself.
不要伤害自己.
We're still here.
我们都在这里.
So the jailer runs in.
所以这个禁徒就赶快进来.
He's heard Paul and Silas singing and praying.
他听到保罗跟希拉在祷告跟唱诗.
And he's still afraid for his life.
他仍然为他自己的生命害怕.
And he yells, "What must I do to be saved?"
所以他说, 我怎样行才可以得救?
He's probably asking himself, "How in the world do I get out of the punishment that the Romans are going to give me for doing this?"
所以他换句话,
and Paul's not concerned with that. What's Paul concerned with?
保罗考虑的是什么?
The salvation of his soul.
是灵魂的得救.
And he says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved."
所以当信主耶稣,
you know what I think?
你知道我怎么想?
The testimony of the jailer in this verse
在这个经节里面, 这个禁足的见证,
has probably been used to see more people saved than we could even ever imagine.
恐怕我们没办法想象到有多少人因为这个见证会得救。
It's a wonderful statement of the simple fact that all you need to do in order to receive eternal life is believe.
这是一个很简单的一个见证。 你要得永久的拯救,
and verse 32 says they explained it. They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to the others in his house.
所以在32节,他们就把主的道讲给他的全家的人听。
So he brings them in.
所以他把他们带进来。
And he says, "Let me tell you the message of the gospel."
让我告诉你有关福音的。
And what is this message?
他这个福音是什么?
The message is that you are an idolater and you have sinned against the holy God.
他说你是一个拜假神的人，你得罪了神。
And because you have sinned against God, you have infinitely offended Him, and therefore you must have an infinite punishment.
所以因为你得罪了神，你有无穷的得罪，所以你的罪也是无穷的罪。
However, there was a man sent from God who was fully God.
可是呢，有一个从神派遣来的人，他还是100%的神。
And he became man in himself in order that he might die.
所以他变成人，目的是要死。
And in a finite point of dying on the cross,
所以在一个固定的时刻，在十字架上死。
He paid an infinite price for sin.
他就把所有无价的罪全部都付清了。
But the remarkable thing is,
这个是很奇妙的。
He didn't stay dead.
他并没有讲。
He rose again.
他没有讲他再复活。
And he said that to this man that you can have life if you simply believe in him. The man believed and is baptized.
So
there's a correlation here. Baptism doesn't do anything to save you. But if you're not baptized, you're not a disciple.
所以假如你没有受洗，没有做门徒。
Hold your finger here briefly and go to Matthew 28.
你回到马太福音28章。
Verses 19 and 20.
19节20节。
It says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations." And how do we do this?
所以我们怎么样去使万民做门徒呢?
There are two means by which this happens in this text.
So
the first one is by means of baptizing them. That is to say, if you haven't been baptized, you are not a disciple. And the second one is by learning to observe all things. So back in Acts 16,
所以回到使徒行传16章,
the man realizes that whatever happened to Paul and Silas was completely unjust.
其实他们就了解发生在保罗跟希拉身上是不合适的.
And so he brings them to his house.
他把他带到家里来.
And he cleanses their wounds and bandages them up.
他洗他们的伤.
He puts food in front of them.
给他们食物.
Now, we stated that this man is a member of the Praetorian Guard.
不要忘记,这个人是罗马驻防军里面军人.
And when Paul actually writes the book of Philippians,
将你回到腓立比书,
in Philippians chapter 1, verse 13,
第一章13节,
you have Paul sitting in Rome under house arrest.
这时候,保罗在罗马的房家里面受禁.
And so he's always chained between two members of the Praetorian Guard. The four guys never had a chance. And they were swapped off every 4 hours. So every 4 hours, Paul got a new person to preach to. And what it says in verse 13, it says, as a result, it has become... Philippians chapter 1, verse 13. It has become clear throughout the whole palace guard, literally the whole Praetorian guard, and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. It is apparent that as Paul is sitting in Rome, there's a revival going on throughout the Praetorian guard. And I think that as Paul is sitting in Rome, telling some of the people some of the stories of some of the people he's met. Then he mentions the jailer in Philippi, who's also a member of the Praetorian Guard. And they said, oh, you know him? We fought with him in such and such war way back when. He was a good warrior. He was a good man of honor. And so Paul would say, well, let me tell you his real story. And so he relates to them how this man became a believer. And I think that Paul actually used his testimony to reach others in the Praetorian Guard. So we've seen three different people in this passage who are saved by the grace of God. And there are several lessons that we can learn from this. First of all, God is in the business of seeing people saved. It is your responsibility to share that truth. People have been asking questions, why isn't our church growing? Or why aren't we getting as big as we ought to be much faster? Do you want this church to grow? Not that growth is the ultimate end of all things. But if you want to see this church grow, it is your responsibility to share the gospel with other people. Inviting your friends to church is a good thing. But that is not the work of evangelism. The work of evangelism is when you come alongside one of your friends. And you say, let me share with you what God has done in my life. And how he can help to change yours. Number two, God likes diversity in the church. It's amazing to me that God can take a single rich businesswoman who's on a different class woman than a completely different class than a slave, who's also completely different than a Roman soldier. And he can make them on an even playing field in a church. God's church needs to be diverse. Number three. We've already mentioned that there are two baptisms in this passage. And if you are a believer, the first step of obedience is that you must be baptized. Have you been baptized as a believer?
你有没有因为你是信徒已经受洗？
Number four.
第四点。
Salvation leads to service.
拯救带我们去侍奉。
We saw this with Lydia.
我们看到以利亚的。
And we saw this with the soldier.
我们也看到这个信徒。
Are you putting yourself in church, and are you actually helping, volunteering to see that the ministry of the church gets completed?
你有没有在教会里面帮助让这个教会的目的得到？
This church has needs which need to be met.
这个教会有一些需要。
There need to be people to usher.
对，有需要人做招待。
There need to be people who put up hymnals every Sunday.
需要人每天礼拜天早上把圣诗摆好。
There need to be people who clean up before and after the services.
需要有人在开始和结束。
There need to be people who teach in Sunday school classes and children's church classes. There's a lot of areas that need to be done. And if you're wondering, you can ask any of us. Number five and finally. Perhaps you're here this morning. And you've heard the testimony of these three people. And you say, I have never accepted Christ as my personal Savior. I encourage you to do so today. Talk to me or talk to one of the deacons. God does a wonderful work in saving His people. And He's left a wonderful record of it in His Word. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank You so much for Your grace shown to us through Your Son. And we thank You for the testimonies left for us of people who have accepted the truths found in the gospel. And we pray that the gospel itself would change our very lives. We pray all these things in Your Son's precious name. Amen.